You're listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on bingemedia.net. And now, a TV Roundup commentary.
Such a drunken thing. Oh, this is why. Looking at you, looking at me.
Welcome to a BingeCast TV Roundup commentary on BingeMedia.net. I'm Moreno. I'm here with my homie Tom Maloney. What's up?
What's happening? Bonanza.
Bonanza. This, of course, is the season four premiere of Better Call Saul. Episode 1, entitled Smoke. And we are recording this on Monday, and Mondays are when the new episodes of Better Call Saul premiere. So we're going to a little late start on this season, but hey, then you just get two this week. How about that?
Done.
How about that?
A lot of work this week.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, oh, we'll get into it. And yeah, I got a bunch of shit to say about this episode, but we are all queued up to the beginning of the file, which I believe AMC is putting the new episodes on Netflix. So we are at the beginning of the episode with the Netflix sound, and I think we'll get started. Count it down from three. You ready to do this?
Let's do it.
All right, 3, 2, 1. There it is. There's that Netflix sounder.
Bumper sounder.
I'm a little annoyed with AMC. There was like zero promotion for this.
Interesting. I just happened to randomly see it pop up as August 6th or whatever it was. Yeah, you're right. I was just like, whoa, this comes back. Thank God. I'd have been dying for something. I know we're not talking about other shows here, but I've been hurting for a show, so I'm happy that back.
Absolutely. Last season was not starting to get a little anxious. Starting to get a little anxious with the show. We're here at the fourth season. It just didn't seem like we were getting to the point where Jimmy eventually becomes Saul.
Yes.
But it's great to have it back though.
Yeah, I mean, it was so much Chuck, especially the last two seasons.
Yeah.
It took a while for that whole storyline really to, I mean, I guess we could say finish up, come to a head anyway.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. A couple things in this episode definitely have me having high hopes for this season, although, I want to keep it somewhat at bay so I don't ruin it. But yeah. I mean, we're moving along here with the future timeline.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying so hard to figure out where he was, where he is, like what location of the states he's in.
Right. Yeah.
Seeing, they block out the license plate. I'm not going to know the name of the hospital, but he actually mentions the name of the mall when he gets in the taxi to get the back, and I was like, I wanted it to be the Mall of America in Minnesota so bad, and it's just
it's not.
It's just not.
I had obviously they start a lot of the season premieres with the flash forwards.
Yep.
The future timeline. But after this scene and then we get, back into the regular timeline, I had completely forgotten Season 3. Like, a lot of that shit was new to me. I was like, oh, that's right. The Chuck thing happened. There was a fire. And the fucking Hector Salamanca having the stroke. That whole fucking storyline.
Yeah, and Mike's, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd completely forgotten about.
This is such a nerve-wracking scene.
Oh, this woman drives me insane. It's great too. She just reads his absolute disgust with her wasting his time.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
She's like, oh, right, you have a taxi. Yeah, come on, hon.
If only more people did that. Like, I understand that my complete incompetence is holding you up. Very sorry about that. But most people just double down, become a dick. Even more of a dick. God damn it.
So people should all just shut up and then everything. Okay. So, I'm going to jump like a couple seconds ahead here, but yeah. So in the cab, the driver, we don't know who that is.
No, it didn't look familiar to me. I did some looking on Reddit, Better Call Saul subreddit, and I haven't seen anything so far. Let's see. Just as I say that, it says potential spoiler, taxi driver's identity.
Yeah, I paused. I'm like, who could that be? Yeah, come on.
I'm looking at this thread. It's a fucking stretch what this person's going for, but the top comment kind of nails it. It says, it's his paranoia, nothing more. It doesn't matter who the driver is.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they're trying to make us think, though, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Now, did you read that article where Vince Gilligan, the showrunner for Breaking Bad, and I don't know if he actually runs the show for Better Call Saul, but obviously created it, where he's talking about there's a possibility that in these black and white scenes in the future timeline that Walter White is still alive? It's a possibility that he's still alive?
Cool. No, I did not read that.
Yeah, so I guess the idea is that Saul leaves Albuquerque. He leaves the ABQ, I think, a couple of episodes before the series finale and before Walter goes into hiding. And when Walter does go into hiding, he's there for like months. Like when he goes to New Hampshire, he's there for months. So it's a possibility that this whole time period could be within that time period as well.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's fucking blew your mind right now.
Yeah. You have to send me that article.
I will.
Blowing my mind right now, man.
Yeah, but when I saw this fucking Albuquerque air freshener, I was like, oh, shit. What the fuck? And the taxi driver's super creepy, not saying anything.
He just gets out, middle of a street. Pacific North. So he's not in the Pacific Northwest.
No, he's in Omaha, Nebraska. Because Saul mentions that in that scene that I'm talking about in Breaking Bad, where he's talking to Walter White, and he's like, you know, when this whole thing's over, I'll probably end up in a mall working at a Cinnabon. And that's exactly what happens.
They get snow in Nebraska?
Yeah.
I'm all thrown off.
Yep.
I'm just thinking Fargo. Got problems. Guy looks familiar.
He does. Yeah, so this episode's going to release on Monday, this commentary, I should say. We're going to release this today on Monday, and then in the future, we'll probably have it out by, let's just say, Wednesday or Thursday. Thursday the latest, I would think.
Yeah.
Need a day or so to watch it, to digest it, and then to schedule a time for us to record.
Yeah, we get to see Paul Joseph and I have been discussing moving the release date of the sports cast for football season.
Nice.
Which would open up Thursdays. Oh no, Binge Views is Thursdays.
Binge Views. Here we go.
Let's do it. So, I guess my first concern is just that it's season four.
Mm-hmm.
The epic Breaking Bad was only five seasons. So,
right.
I wonder what the mentality is there.
Like, if they're paralleling that, going to go with the same thing, five seasons?
Right. If they feel, if their opinion is five seasons is a solid length. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not on Showtime, so we're safe there.
Right, right, right.
If I had forgotten Kim's accident.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what's wrong with her face? Oh, yeah.
And that was due to her just being, like, overworked and shit, right?
Yeah, she was all exhausted, completely overstressed, and was rushing to an appointment and just kind of conked out, went right off the road.
Mm-hmm. Right, so she still has her practice, right? Her own practice.
Right.
And she had that Mesa Verde case, that huge case. And what is... Jimmy's just not working right now, right?
Right. He is, I believe in this scene, he's circling job
right.
advertisements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And let's see. Just trying to go around for all the big players. Howard forced out Chuck. And let's see.
Mike has his last day.
Mike has his last day. Then he is a security consultant for Madrigal. I love Mike scenes.
Oh,
they're just so good. And then this one's no exception. Just the writing is so fucking good in it.
It's been such a while since I've watched a show mm-hmm. where they just do these no conversation scenes, and I'm just so into it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I love the goldfish.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, when we get to that Mike scene, I think we'll get more into it. But is it now, who's paying those paychecks?
Madrigal. That's the...
It's not Lydia, though, right? We're not involved with her in that.
Well, she works for Madrigal.
Okay.
She's like the liaison between the company and like all the shady shit like Gus and Mike and all that. Okay. I saw a screenshot of one of the ads that he's circling.
Yeah.
There it is right there. Beneke Fabricators. Look at old fucking Ted Beneke. Nice little shout out, Ted. Hey, some advice for past Ted, for future Ted. Don't fuck other people's wives. You end up paralyzed, dude. Don't do it.
Sorry, Howard. Now, you're big Breaking Bad, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So do you catch, while you're watching this show, do you just catch Easter eggs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
obviously that was one that you just mentioned, but.
Mm-hmm. Which I didn't even pick up on until I went on Reddit. I mean, yeah. They just pick up everything. But like any kind of like name or face, like I'll pick that up.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of like had a discussion with myself earlier this week. I was like, you're Redditing the shit out of this show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Time to be on top of it. Even before we decided we were going to do this, I need to really be heavily invested in a show. It's just been a while.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you do have Mayans coming up too, so
oh yeah,
there's another one.
Don't worry, that's one download guaranteed. Don't worry about it. I can't wait. That might change the way the entire community conversates.
Yeah, absolutely. gonna be ridiculous. Everyone's gonna be leaving fucking Google voicemails in the Jack's voice.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, BingeCast?
I didn't catch. I've seen this show twice, but once in full and then in halves.
Mm-hmm.
I still, until just earlier today, noticed that that was the coroner van. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's on fire. I wish we would have gotten to see the appliances in the yard mentions.
Does Howard insinuates later on in the episode that Chuck might have done that himself? He committed suicide?
Yes.
He doesn't come right out and say it, though, right? I know we'll get there, but...
Yeah, no, it's where he's sitting there, basically. It's the last scene when he's basically claiming responsibility, and he says, he's like, you've seen Chuck handle those lanterns.
Right. Yeah.
But it seems to me right here in this conversation that Jimmy knows it, like, right away, because of the appliances all being ripped out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is where I'm a little pissed off at myself for not watching the finale from last year.
Yeah.
Okay. I seem to recall that we saw Chuck kick a lantern over.
Mm-hmm.
So we might have already known that he did commit suicide.
Right, yeah.
Foiling the whole house. After the trial, right? Didn't he have like a total breakdown?
Yeah, where he was on the street.
Oh, right.
He was walking around with his fucking space blanket.
Yeah.
Like a crazy person.
Well, that'd be a great Halloween costume.
if you're Chuck, just all freaked out.
Who are you supposed to be? You're just wearing them. Yeah, you don't watch Better Call Saul, you're an idiot. Right, that's Howard getting rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with Chuck gone, it's almost like tonight, but in episode two, we should be presented with a whole new Jimmy plotline, basically.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Because a lot of it was just... You know, struggle for money, and then his brother just being a complete burden on his entire existence. So,
I was thinking of, there's got to be like a will situation, right? Or a scene or whatever. I wonder if Chuck leaves Jimmy any money or anything like that.
I'd say that's an incredible call, and I bet we definitely get it. Because Howard's not just going to go away here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be great.
Because Chuck had already left the firm, right? Howard iced him out?
Yes. Yeah. That's what I think triggered the apparent suicide.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Half of Mike's head. If you just like... took a profile shot of Mike's head, but blocked the facial like features, like the eyes and the nose and stuff out. I think you could like match it up with a Freddy Krueger head.
I was thinking he looks like one of the aliens from Mars Attacks. Ack, 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 ack.
Oh, God. All right, so here we go. So now he goes home, he opens his check, and he sits down, and basically, he's not retired, but he now no longer has this day job that occupied the majority of his time.
Yeah, yeah.
He gets up, makes the call, and then we have that epic scene later where he just basically takes that place over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you, in your opinion, is he doing that because he's just bored and figures out a way to, he's like, hey, if they're going to pay me, mm-hmm. then I'm show up there every day and actually do this job that we made up?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you think there's like a more of an ulterior motive there where he's getting inside?
I think it's both.
Okay.
When I was watching it the first time, that was my thought. Like, all right, so he is hired on as a security consultant. But to me, when he looks at his check, it's almost like he wants to see who's behind it all, you know?
Right.
It was a nice callback for the hose there.
Yep, 100%.
Yeah.
And that had to be second viewing for me, put that together. I must have so subbed it the first time.
Now, the one guy he steals the badge from, how does he get the badge? Do we know?
Well, I thought it was from his car.
Okay.
But I'm going to need to pay a little more attention when mm-hmm. we get to that scene, because I think because he goes to his briefcase and that's where the badge isn't there. If I'm
right,
not.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first time I thought, I'm figuring Mike, you know, knocked out his battery.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Let's see. We'll have to figure
out. Knocks out the battery just to keep him there so he's not in the warehouse, right?
Yes. So he could use the badge to get in. But yeah, if the guy's going into his briefcase and then not finding the badge, then maybe he broke his house. You know, it wouldn't put it past him.
Mike's just bored as fuck right now.
This ain't gonna work for me.
No.
All he was doing was sitting in a toll booth.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'll take $10,000 a paycheck to sit on my ass.
Yeah, absolutely. Watch fucking baseball all day?
Yeah.
Well, maybe not.
I don't want to.
Yeah, I didn't think so. You see that walk-off grand slam last night?
I did not.
Cubs game? Cubs and Nats?
Didn't. Good, though. Cubs hit it?
Bottom of the ninth. They were down 3-0.
Wow.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Sweet. Once I get to the bar, I'm sure I'll see it 20 times.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. Now, are you a Kim Wexler fan, or does she irritate you? Because I know she's quite a polarizing character.
I like her as a character. The only thing that bothers me is the actress. She never seems to open her mouth. She's like, Jimmy, come on.
There it is.
Chuck is your brother. It's like, open your mouth! It's the only thing that bothers me.
God, I forgot about that. Now I remember. Howard. Friggin' Howard, man. He's got the whole death on his shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
He might go insane from this.
His fucking collars bug the shit out of me. I still can't get over it. 4 seasons in, I still can't get over it. Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see. I mean, Howard is taking this really fucking hard.
Yep.
And a lot of it is guilt for sure. But you're right. Like, I wonder how. I mean, he might just unravel. Wonder what his arc is going to be for this season.
Right. Pretty sick apartment. Whatever that is. Maybe that's the office. Mm-hmm. love this when he just puts the phone down.
Yeah.
I've heard enough. Yeah, Kim's all right. Kim drove me nuts when they were, let's go to the first or second season,
mm-hmm.
when they were working together and I don't know. She was just trying to get up the ladder and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. It was a little much. And she was like new to the, you know, the whole universe, basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it took a little while, but she's definitely grown on me.
Yeah, absolutely. It's me, Howard. Everything's fine. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead with you a little bit. It's not as extreme as that, but still.
Yeah, pretty bad now. This is going to be the whole season for me.
For the whole season. It's episode one right now. Fuck.
I'd have to say, I like her style here, though.
Mm-hmm.
The third time I've seen it, and I cannot catch the name of that tequila.
Yeah, that's the tequila that Gus brought. What's his name? Don Eladio in Breaking Bad.
Ooh, nice catch.
Look at the name of that now.
Now, what? She didn't give him as much as she gave herself. I don't know how I feel about that.
Zafiro Añejo. It's Yeah, it's just for the show. It's not an actual brand of tequila.
Gotcha. I like an Añejo. I like a good Añejo.
It says only 300 were ever produced, and each bottle costs $7,800.
Oh, Jesus. That blows my mind, the money some people pay for liquor.
Mm-hmm. This actually doesn't look like a bad time right now. I'm just sitting there fucking drinking tequila.
See if Carrie will try that with me one night. Let's finish a bottle of tequila and not talk to each other.
Yeah.
How far we get before that just falls apart.
All right. Cartel storyline.
This shit is great. He knows.
Yeah, Gus is so fucking smart. He might not know exactly, but he knows something's up with him, with yeah. Nacho. I mean, he eventually has him followed later on in the episode.
Yeah, this Nacho actor does a hell of a job acting nervous.
Yeah, yep.
I love the scene right before they're about to meet with the Don, and they're sitting, he's in the, I wish he would have got this thing in there, in this grate.
Yeah.
It's anxiety. When he's pacing back and forth before the guy's ready to talk to him, and then the dude just comes out and snaps his fingers.
Yeah.
Hopefully we get the wheelchair with the bell back.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking hilarious.
know, one thing I am going to miss from Chuck no longer being around is how fucking well they lit the inside of his house.
Mm.
Like, oh, it was always one of my favorite things about the last few seasons was just the way they lit the inside of his house. It's just fucking amazing.
It's so funny. The one scene with him that I'm so like is most prominent in my memory that I can't get past is it's the flashback with him and I don't know if it was his wife, but mm-hmm. it's when they have Jimmy over.
Yep.
Dinner.
Mm-hmm.
That just for some reason that scene just sticks out to me. So when you mention the lighting, I keep thinking of that, like the dinner lighting they
had. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It's great. I know. Who the fuck are you?
Now this guy talking, Gus eventually takes him out in Breaking Bad. When he makes his big power move.
The pool scene?
No, he takes him out before that.
Oh, okay. So we're to understand that he is now in control, this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hell yeah. Get me out of here.
Sitting there fucking sweating his ass off. I wonder if that's going to be new characters. If somebody is going to take a shot at the Salamancas now that Hector's not in the picture right now. Or if Gus moves on him on his own.
Right. Yeah. Someone being him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was a little surprised to see that he had a tail.
Yeah.
Because that kind of tells me that he might be gone pretty quick this season.
Especially if... I was going to say, especially if, you know, he's actually really good in that leadership role, Nacho.
Right.
Gus might not want that.
Right, right, right. I mean, you couldn't just flush it down a toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Peel the sticker off, and then it's nothing. So who do you think put this tail? Gus?
Yeah, that's Gus's guy. He was in Breaking Bad, too.
Oh, nice. All right. I promise by the time I record episode 2, I'll have caught up with all of Breaking Bad again.
Oh, good.
I got 48 hours. I could do it.
Absolutely. Knock that out in no time. All right, so this is the first we're seeing of this guy.
Scenes like this are the best because this is almost pointless.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even really need to see this shit with his kid. It's busted again. Fix it yourself. You gotta go to work.
Come on, kid. That's like the first thing you learn when you fucking have a bike. That chain pops off. You gotta get right back on it.
Come on.
It's not that hard. I wouldn't be caught dead wearing a helmet as a little kid fucking riding around.
I don't think I've ever. Bike. I like.
No. I don't know if there's anything on Reddit about how Mike got this guy's ID. Take a quick look.
Not the battery, because the light, the brake lights just came up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Starter. We would have had him broken into his house.
Mm-hmm.
Guy thinks it's in there. I mean, oh no, see, he goes in his glove. It could have been in there.
Yeah. Fucking Mike's the best. Just walks right in. That's an age-old thing of just act like you're supposed to be there.
Yep. He's in the cop, the break room with these two idiots.
Yeah.
Scenes like this, I'm like, I'm so glad I never had that kind of job. I would just walk out.
Office job?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I did that for so fucking long.
This is great.
I love it. You just why don't I get some coffee for myself and a donut. It's the fucking best.
Yelling right in his ear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can you guys do me a favor? I mean, I figure he's going to be going back to this place every day.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to need that access, you know.
Yeah.
Access.
Right.
Montage.
Love Montage.
It's a fucking Montage mic right here.
I mean, he knows about fucking routing numbers. I mean, he's really scoping everything out when he breaks it down for that one dude.
Ah, it's hilarious. And who are you again?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't know, would you? See, he's scoping.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we first watched it, I thought he was just basically needing something to do.
Mm-hmm.
But Kerry was like, it seems like he was plotting a little more than just killing time, basically. And then, yeah, like the security cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have we seen Lydia?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That. Yeah, because I can remember her saying, you'll be security consultant.
Mm-hmm. What job was that for, though?
I gotta go back and watch that last episode. This fucking guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm reading this article about her being back, and in season 3, she shows Gus that laundry center, that industrial laundry center where they eventually
Right, that was kind of an egg, if you will. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was at the end. Okay.
How would you like Mike giving you the business right now, telling you everything that you're doing wrong?
Salt and pepper shakers not full, keg taps not clean. These bottled beers are not at proper temperature for service. Slime wedges are. I'm just I quit.
I found a few different threads about how did Mike get the ID, and every one of them, all the answers are like, hey, just like use your imagination, bro. That's the best thing about... It's like, shut the fuck up. Damn it.
That's not good enough.
Does everything have to have an explanation? Shut up.
He, like, says nothing in this whole episode.
Yeah, yep. It was you, Howard.
That's Howard's face, man. I can't. More no talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the script for this episode was pretty light. Jimmy stares. Kim stares. Howard looks at Kim. Kim looks at Howard. Jimmy looks at Howard. Fucking Howard.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, there was that insurance issue from last season, wasn't there?
Yeah, so...
Where
yeah,
Jimmy fucked with the... with Howard's HHNH's... or HHW, whatever the fuck it is. Their insurance? How did that work out?
Well, you're saying Jimmy fucked with it?
Yeah, I thought he had... gone behind Chuck's back to kind of mess with this insurance deal. Fuck, I really should have watched the last season. God damn it.
We got 48 hours.
Yeah. We look like assholes right now, man.
Well, what Howard's saying is that their health insurance company rates were so high because of Chuck's condition.
And I think that's because of Jimmy.
I pushed him out. Okay, so I understood that much. Now what you're saying, we got to figure out.
All right.
But yeah, because now once he heard this, he's now, like, he's a different person now. He's fucking whistling. Unbelievable.
So good. Ah, so good. I was kind of bummed that there was no preview for the following episode. But that will be airing tonight. And episode 2 is going to be called... What is it? Breathe. And Michelle McLaren, longstanding director... for Breaking Bad and Better Call I almost said Better Call Bitch. Better Call Saul. She's directing the second episode, which, again, is going to premiere tonight. And we should hopefully have that commentary out, like I said, hopefully Thursday at the latest. Most likely Wednesday. But we'll see. All right, my friend.
Got to go do a little homework.
Yeah, yeah, both of us. We got 48 hours. Let's fucking do this. All right, man. I will talk to you next time. And everybody, listen to the Binge Sportscast, please, for the love of God. All right?
Which will not feature Jim Law.
Ever. Apparently. All right, we'll talk to you guys later. See ya!
Bonanza.